One moment.
Okay.
Clifford call. Can you give him a call? Ask him what he needs, because right now.
Hello, good afternoon. Is this Ariel?
Yep.
Yeah, how you doing?
Alright. I've had like three of these calls today, so mostly looking for pricing.
Okay. Well, yeah, we're definitely different than the other guys, but why haven't you given anybody a shot then?
Mostly because I've already done home advisor as of this moment, and at the same time, we're very, very new. I want to make sure we only have a certain amount in our bank account. I need to be very selective about what I pick as well.
Okay, so I'm pretty positive those guys offered you a very low price, and we're actually one of the most expensive out there. So, I mean, we get you to the first page. So,
No worries, but, what I'm saying is I just prefer pricing. I am not the type of guy that only goes for cheap. That's
okay. That's good. That's what I was getting to. Cause I mean, I have so many clients that I talk to and then they, end up calling me back 3 months later. Like, Martin, I should have gone with you, man. I got burned. I mean, well, I told them like, you know, hey, you went for the price, you know, I mean, you wanted me to give you a really low price to match whoever they were offering. And we don't, and then another thing is that we're only allowed to work with one company printers per area. Okay. Now in your industry though, remodeling, I mean, I don't see you guys making your money back and making profit on top as a problem at all. I've been doing this for 10 years with this company, and we've been around for 17 years. So, and to kind of give you an idea, in San Jose, for remodeling alone, in the last 30 days, there has been about 1,717 searches that were made for remodeling alone in a, say, 25-mile radius. So that's a lot, you know. If you could just get one of those calls, they close with you guys, in that 30-day period, which is a monthly rate, then obviously you are going to make some very good money with this. So I wouldn't really be worried about, like, making your money back in profit. It's just a matter of, like, can you guys actually get us on the first page? That'll probably be my main concern. And we will, because we've been doing this for a long time. Now, on the price, I can give you two options, and these are definitely way lower than what we usually offer. The option with the Facebook ads included, Google first page, we're talking in top three, Bing, 60 directories, mobile platform, Alexa, Google Home, cars that have internet access, verification with Google, and tracking system. That right there, I can get you on board for $299 a month. Without the Facebook ads, if I take that off, it will drop it down to $199. There's no contracts involved. There's no cancellation fees, no cost per click, no cost per lead. There is no percentages, and the price will never go up on you back to the regular price, which is usually $599 a month. Okay, normally with the setup fee and everything on the first payment, it's usually $998 first payment. So if you're willing to give me a shot today, it would be $299 or the option of $199.
What if I were to make my decision by the end of the week?
What's that?
What if I made my decision by the end of the week?
Well, the only concern, I mean, you can call me anytime, Ariel. I don't mind. I mean, I have clients that call me like all the time. The only problem is that sometimes I have to turn them down because the position is no longer available, you know. A lot of those companies out there, like 401 Local or PageHub, or, you know, there's so many out there, Townsquare, what they'll do is they'll, charge you a low fee. They'll tell you $100 or whatever, $150. And next thing you know, you get burned. You wait 3, 6, 9 months and nothing happens. And then they end up, you end up canceling. You'll end up calling me back if you actually ever want to give this thing a shot. Cause at that point is, probably pretty easy to just kind of like give up on the whole, like any company can get you on the first page of Google. But with us, we literally give you a timeline. 30 to 45 days at the most it could take to be on the first page of Google. If you do the auction with the Facebook ads, 7 to 14 days.
Yeah, I mostly mentioned this because somebody gave me a price of like $298.
So much $299. So I mean, man, I mean, you'll be working with a premier Google partner, out here. So we're not like one of those Mickey Mouse companies out there, you know.
Yeah, I do like your pricing. Don't get me wrong. You do sound more confident than them. There's something else. I didn't really trust them.
What was the company called?
Now, the hell if I know. I get so many of these calls, bro, but I just filter them out.
I bet, man. It kind of sucks for me. You know what I mean? Because throughout the years, I mean, I've been working with this company 10 years. I'm the first, like, bilingual director that ever stepped foot in this whole company. So I'm very familiar with like a lot of the changes that have been made in throughout the years. I know there's like thousands of SEO companies that like literally just popped up from left and right. And there's one that actually was out there and I don't know how people could actually like trust them. They trust $5 first month.
That's a little ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah,
and then they say that they charge $100 every month after then. And it's like, how come people don't, like, see red flags? You know what I mean? Like, you realize that this guy just pretty much wants your credit card, and then they're going to burn you. And at that point, after they already got your credit card, they keep charging you. They're just going to wait for you to figure out, like, you know what? These guys are not going to get me on the first page. Now, with us, I mean, I understand. Like, usually it's pretty expensive. And I do have clients that I've signed up throughout the years that actually do pay the regular fee, which is $9.98 first payment and $5.99 every month after. But I'm not charging you that. I want this to work for you.
So, question for you. I'm new to this whole thing. I'm running the business for my brother here. And I would like to get more credibility with it, I guess. Such as like search up your company, stuff like that.
Well, you tell me what you need, man. I mean, I can take care of that right away. I mean, that's the good thing about technology also. I mean, I can literally send you whatever you need, like through a text or email right now. So that way you don't miss out on the opportunity. Did you get the text that I sent you, the first one?
Yeah, I got that text, the one with your,
Google.com. Yeah, that one right there is obviously, you're going to keep that, but there's a text that I sent you that says, google.com/partners. And if you click on that right there, you'll be taken to Google's official website. And then once you click on that, you'll see Local Splash right there at the top left-hand corner. So you'll know that, we are legit. Okay, so I mean, we wouldn't be on Google's website if, you know what I mean, if it was like, if we weren't legit. Google wouldn't even waste their time with us. And those other companies you spoke to, I guarantee they won't show you that because they're not Google partners. And even our emails are required to have the Google badge, you know?
Yeah, so let me see. It says here that you run ads for Google. Is that part of the thing?
Or? We offer, so what you're getting today, like for the $299, right? That's the one I would recommend. See, that's the one that will probably fit you the best. That includes Facebook ads, Google first page, Bing first page, 60 online directories, mobile platform, desktop, Alexa, Google Home, Cars App, Internet, verification with Google, and your tracking system. I see that you don't have a website also, right? Or do you have a website?
We do.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, sorry about that. I saw the link here. Okay, so we're going to promote this website as well for you. Right now it's like literally on page number 5 where you're currently at. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's a simple one.
Okay. Yeah, you're
right. My
right
hair.
Very bad.
I can't
see.
Hold on. What are you talking to me? Was that you talking? Or?
Yeah. It was my brother came in trying to show me off his haircut.
Oh, okay, but, okay. That wasn't an Edgar haircut, was it?
It looks pretty bad. It looks like a nut sack on the back of his head.
Yeah, that was the look I was going for.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Yeah, something else.
I'm back here all broken.
What does the 199 have again? Because I'm not really interested in
the 199.
Do not have.
Yeah, I mean, I would recommend it, man, because look, the easiest way to explain it to you is, like, have you ever done a search? I mean, you sound pretty young yourself, so I know you probably got your social media also. Yeah. Have you ever done a search on Google, like, say you were looking for a pair of tennis shoes or something, right? Let's just say, for example. And then you decided not to buy them, whatever. And then you go on Facebook or you go on Instagram or whatever, then you'll notice that same ad is following you. Have you ever noticed that?
Oh, you're talking about those weird personalized ads.
Yeah, they follow you around.
So based on your search engine and everything.
Yep, exactly. So those are very powerful, man, and they're very aggressive because, I mean, I don't know how many times, man. I mean, I purchased so many things just because of those ads, because they're all up in your face, you know what I mean? And you're obviously looking for that, and then there's going to be a time where you're going to be like, you know what, man, I should get that, and then you end up buying it, you know what I mean? Recently, I did it like a lot of times, you know, and it's like, cause I've been like looking for gifts for my kids and everything, but these ads keep popping up. So I ended up getting like, one of my daughters a custom, pair of tennis shoes, Nikes, and cause the ad kept on popping up, you know, so they're very aggressive. So I recommend them, but if you don't want those, we can start at $199 and then later on we can revisit the idea of adding the Facebook ads. That's the only thing that the $199 doesn't have.
Yeah, the 199 is good for. Yeah, I'm trying to explain it to Edwin a little bit.
You have a speakerphone, or I can go over it again?
Yeah, I have your.
Okay, so basically, we're gonna put it so that fast handy hit remodeling pops up on the first page of Google anytime anybody goes on Google search box and they type in remodeling or any service that you guys provide. Okay, whether it be additions, remodeling, anything that you guys do, pretty much. Okay, and not only will you pop up on the first page in the top three, but you're also going to pop up on Bing. You're going to pop up on Facebook ads if you do the Facebook package as well. You're going to pop up on 60 online directories such as Yelp, Yellow Pages, Merchant Circle, AOL, Manta, Better Business Bureau, just to kind of name a few. Mobile platform, meaning cell phones, tablets, iPhones, iPads. You're going to also show up on desktops. You're going to show up on Alexa, Google Home. You're going to show up on those cars that have internet access, as like Teslas, Mercedes, BMW, whatever. Cars that have internet access, you'll show up. Yeah, that's included in the $199. Yeah, that's included in the $199. The only difference on the $299 plus the $199 is because the Facebook ads. So it's $99 less. But from experience, I tell you that they work. The Facebook ads really do work. I would totally recommend it. But if you're kind of tight on the budget, you kind of just want to kind of try this out and see how it goes locally first without the Facebook ads, then we can do that too. It's not a problem. And there's no contracts.
Yeah, that's my contract. He mentioned that it's supposed to be, there's only one listing set. So they're only doing one per, so they either get us or a different mall company, whoever tests first. And there's one, so you get one electric company, and that they do one of this, one of that.
So they only deal with one.
Oh, yeah. So it's either today, or I can call them by the end of the week, but there's no promise you can buy anything.
I'd say by tomorrow, we should be able to have an answer by tomorrow.
By tomorrow?
Yeah.
So what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, you guys can, like I said, you guys can definitely call me, but just please keep in mind, and I'm not trying to say this like a sales pitch, because I know a lot of guys will tell you if you act now, that, I mean, it sounds like a sales pitch, I mean, I'm not going to lie, but it's really not, because this position here that we have today was already closed for like 9 months, and the only reason why it's available is because the gentleman that was working with us for 9 months, he's retiring. So that's the reason why it's available today. So once we hang up the phone, Jill and her other 7 mapping coordinators that are working her team are going to continue to search for a company in the area. And there's a possibility Bob or Chad or whoever they're going to end up saying, like, okay, I'll give it a shot, and then they close out the category. And even if you were to call me, like, an hour later, okay, we decided to give it a shot. If we filled it, I can't until that person cancels with us, you know? I mean, what I would recommend is, do the 189 then, if anything, you know what I mean? And if you guys want to add the Facebook ads later on, then we'll switch your payment back to 299, but I'll call you before we do that. This way you get all the bells and whistles, you're on the first page of Google, you're verified with Google, and you lock in the position at that price. Normally the 199 package is usually $399 a month, and normally that package right there is about $799 first payment. The one with the Facebook ads, that one usually is $599 a month, and usually it's $998 first payment. So you'd be losing the... What are you looking for?
I'm looking at the website for the company you're talking about.
Okay. I was going to send an email too right now with everything, so that way you guys have it for in writing. I don't see an email though on your website. I haven't. There's an info one. Is that where you'd want it to go, or?
Yeah, go ahead and send it to that one.
Okay, so you have an email in your inbox as we speak then.
Yeah.
What's your brother's concern?
It's not concern. We just got to talk over some stuff and everything.
We don't tend to do impulsive buys so quickly.
Me neither. You know, but sometimes I do. You know. I get you.
Yeah.
I mean, what would it take for you to do so? Because I know you've done decisions like that before, and I have too. You know what I mean? And I'm a type of person either. I mean, I don't want you to miss out on the opportunity, but, I mean, you tell me, I mean, what can I show you so you feel comfortable about making this decision today?
I have a hunch.
What's that?
I'm so relentless. You are so relentless. Okay.
I'm
talking to Edwin, but I'm gonna bring one more person into the decision because I need to make sure they're validated. What do you think?
Okay, who's the third person? Okay, what? Did they hear the whole thing or?
Yeah, they heard the whole thing. They heard the whole thing.
Okay, what questions does the third person have? Okay. All right. So what? All right, so the third person, what concerns do you have? Or what questions do you have? Like, let's make a scenario too, right? I mean, let's just say, okay, you're like, all right, well, why should we even give it a shot, right? Let's just say you guys aren't you, okay? And I'm the owner of your company. I'm the owner of Fast Hand Remodeling. You guys are looking to remodel your house or whatever, right? Let's just say. You ask your brother, hey, man, you know anybody that remodels? No, I don't, man, I don't. I mean, I got a brother, too. I usually ask him if he knows anybody or friends. If you guys don't know a company by name, how would you look for a remodeling company at that point?
Yeah, you look one up.
So, to be fair, what's your perspective? Do you think this is – because this would lead better – this would lead more – people to us, direct calls. This is really what we're looking for instead of how home advice. You see what I'm
saying? Yeah,
it's $199.
It's a monthly rate. Yeah, it's a monthly rate. No contracts. No marriage. You don't need a divorce lawyer.
Compared to Yelp, it's
no cost.
Okay. Can we put you on hold for 1 minute?
Sure.
I got one tackled. Hold on. Give me another minute. Now there's another one.
No worries. No worries. I'm at it. How many of you guys is there?
10 accidentally. So, question for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. What's the question?
We tried setting up our Google business. This is just for listing, correct?
You're talking about your GMV profile?
Yes.
Okay, what about it?
So, this is just for listing, correct?
Yeah, this is to put your GMV profile on the first page of Google. So that's something that you guys, I hope you took care of. If not, then we take care of that for you. That's the whole verification part of the process. Have you guys ever verified your page? Have you ever received a postcard from Google with five numbers?
No, we didn't. So we tried, and then it says verified. We never got to. That's the reason I'm asking.
Okay, so that's something that we'll take care of for you guys. That's the first thing that we do, because that's very important, because Google wants to make sure you guys are you. that no other company's trying to, like, take your information and kind of just do scams with your company, because it does happen a lot. That's why Google requires verification. So, yeah, we take care of that right there.
I see. Okay. Then,
you want to give it a shot?
I guess we'll give it a shot.
Okay, which one do you guys want to do, though? 199 or 299?
Let's do the 199.
Okay, Ariel, are you going to be the one with the card? Because I'm going to send the receipt as it's listed on the card that you guys will be using. What name should I put?
It should be on Edwin.
Edwin?
Yeah, Edwin.
Okay, Edwin
Sanchez.
Okay. And let me see here. What's the email that you want affiliated with the profile? The info one, or do you have a separate one that you want your receipt to go to?
Let's do info. And just an FYI, we're going to be changing the business name within a month or two.
Okay, just let us know. And we'll go ahead and get it the whole taken care of, so it's updated. Okay, so the same one you said, right? Just to kind of, I don't know if I heard you.
Yeah,
you said the same
one.
Info? Okay. And what phone number you want clients to call you at when it's time to do business? This one?
Let's do... No. This one's my personal. Let's do 669-649-0603.
Okay. And can we leave this one here for secondary in case it's important in regards to the account?
For secondary, let's do this one right here. Let's do 669-304-0318.
Okay, so it's a totally different one. Okay, let me go ahead and put this number here. Okay, go ahead and shoot it again. 669-3-something. 669-304-0318. Okay, and the company name right now, you want to display it as Fast Handy Remodeling, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and the address where you want us to get your PIN code verified, that would be at 830... Sharkett Avenue?
Sharkett.
I don't know if I'll say.
Yeah.
Okay, and there's no apartment number, no unit number, lot number, nothing, right? It's just San Jose, California, 95131. Okay,
yep.
Gotcha. All right, and I'm going to go ahead and read you a quick 90-second voice verification. So this way it's all on record. And I'm going to go ahead and put you on the calendar here for tomorrow so you can talk to my technician about the keywords that we'll be doing. Okay, that's I'm going to do it for tomorrow. So 10-15 minute phone interview. You don't need to be in front of your computer, and we can do it with whoever. I know there's a lot of you guys there. Whoever wants to do it, whatever phone number you want me to have them call, they'll call that number tomorrow. But before I do that, for securing the 199 that I'm going to go ahead and authorize here, what card do you want to use? Is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, Amex? What would you like to use?
It's a Visa.
Okay, and the Visa should start with a 4 whenever you're ready.
It's 4802.
Uh-huh.
0992.
Mm-hmm.
6008.
Mm-hmm.
4839.
Okay, and the expiration?
1027. It is hot in here.
1027 and the 3 in the back.
637. Leave the
637. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and read you the verification. So welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification Recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to align the service agreement, and it's also another form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Fast Handy Remodeling.
Thank you. Please state your name and your title within the company.
Ariel Cortez, general manager.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Fast Sandy Remodeling today, Ariel?
Yeah.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So please be responsive to our phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a reasonable period of time. So that way we're all on the same page. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, please disclose any additional online marketing efforts during your term of agreement. So initial term and account setup will be charged today. Okay, and the amount of $199, when the account reaches its end, it'll automatically renew each month in the same amount of $199. You may just continue your agreement at any time if you wish to cancel at 877-635-6225.
Yep.
And extension number 1.
Yeah.
Okay, and my name is Marlon.
Mm-hmm.
And my extension is 622. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and let me see here. And I'm going to send you, I sent the receipt right now, so would you prefer to sign your receipt on text or email?
Let's do email.
Okay, so check your email right now, the info one. See if you have an email that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Yeah.
And open that up right there, and then click on that link that says click here, subscription terms.
I see.
And once you go click right there, it'll take you to the terms of experience. And then once you get there, scroll all the way down to the bottom.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now.
Okay, and then type in your brother's name. Obviously, you're authorized. He's your brother. And before you put confirm signature, go ahead and click on that little box that says I certify that I am the holder of this card.
Yeah.
Okay, and then put confirm signature. Then it's going to prompt you to put in a username and a password.
I see. That's exactly what I was going to ask last
time. Okay, so then the username password, you're going to get that tomorrow when you do your client interview. So on the client interview, right, I know I have your brother's name here, your name. Who's going to be handling that, and what phone number do you want them to call to do the client interview?
Let's say it's going to be the same phone number.
This one that we're speaking of? Okay.
Yeah, the same one.
The 5237? The one that answers 5237?
Yeah.
Okay, and will it be talking to you, the technician?
Yeah.
Okay, can we do it in the morning, or you rather do afternoon?
How early in the morning?
7 a.m.
Ooh, that's really early.
How about...
Can we do...
9, 10, 11? Yeah, 9 is good. Okay, so we'll do 9. So they'll call you between 9 and 10. So it's just kind of just be attentive on your phone, okay? Don't miss the interview. Obviously, I want to respect your money, too. I mean, you guys paid today, so let's get the ball rolling. And Ariel, what's your last name?
Cortez, Cortez.
All right, very good. And I'm going to send a reminder also of the appointment to your email also. So that way you have it there. And I'm also going to go ahead and give my technician that's going to call you tomorrow, some homework to do before he calls you for your client interview. Let me see here. Where's the note? Okay, and let me see here. Did it ask you to put in a username and password yet, or it did, right?
Yeah, it told me to put a username and password, but it told me that
okay.
That'll be set up tomorrow.
Yeah, so you can just X that out right there, so you're good on that. Just want to make sure it went through. Okay, and now for the client interview, I'm going to leave some notes for the tech. That's going to call you tomorrow. With that said, what would you say are your top three services that you guys offer that make you the most money?
Let's say new additions and renovations. What else do you think, Sophie? There's new additions, renovation. There's bathroom remodels and kitchen remodels, I guess.
Okay. Are you guys doing any commercial or just residential?
Just residential.
All right.
Do you want me to reset this? I have this already as the backup for the remodel. Yeah, go ahead and just take the... We have keys here, you have everything. Just pick everything up from the... Yeah. iCloud. Let's take that iCloud app.
It's already clear, right?
No.
Very clear to factory.
Well, if I factory data reset it right now, it won't affect your iCloud.
I don't know. I mean, I shouldn't have affected my iCloud because that's on my other phone. Yeah, just log out and just...
If I log out, everything is still in here.
What?
I log out.
Oh, yeah. Still in here. Reset it.
Yeah, but if I do reset the system, if I take it out and I sign out, I have to log into Evan's account to sign out. The difference, yeah.
What's your hours of operation for you guys? Are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30.
Okay, I accidentally erased it. Okay, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. you said? And Monday through Friday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And let me see here. You have your website. You don't need one. Okay, so the rest of the notes here, Ariel and Edwin. And I'm sorry, I forgot. I asked him that she's your one of you guys' wife or sister.
No, family.
Okay.
Her name is Sophie. Yeah.
Sophie, right? Not selfie. Sophie, right? Okay.
Yeah,
Sophia,
yeah.
Okay, Sophia. So I'm gonna go ahead and put you guys' name down here just in case any of you guys call. So the primary number I got down, the secondary number, and I also put your number on the notes here. If you guys, have any questions, make sure you call us anytime, stay in touch with me, and I'm going to call you, myself personally, in about a month to, upgrade you if you guys decide to. If you have any girl or guy or anybody that calls you and tells you that they're Google, that they can do it for less, that you got to pay more money, or that they're trying to sell you other products, please let me know. Send me a text or let me know because they're not supposed to do that. Okay, I'm going to call you guys in a month. And since we're a premier Google channel partner, we also are supposed to protect you from scammers out there, you know. So just be careful. All right. And aside from that, welcome aboard to you guys. And I hope you guys do have a successful year. And let me know if I can do anything for you guys. If you guys ever go on, I say... like a seasonal break or something like that, let us know also so that way you don't have to pay for that month or months. You're not going to be active. Okay. And if you guys have any buddies, anybody that has maybe you guys know like a tree service guy, right? And they see that you guys are doing well. If you guys throw my name out there, let them know, have them call me or text me yourself, and then if I sign them up, if there's a position available, if they qualify, believe it or not, there's people that don't qualify for the position, then I'll go ahead and give you guys a free month of service for every client that you ever send my way. So just make sure you call me, okay? And I'll call you guys in a month for sure to see how everything is going, and you guys let me know if you want to add the Facebook ads. I will recommend it, but you guys let me know if yes or no. If not, then we'll just continue it like that. Do you, you guys have any other questions? Sorry, I took so much of you guys' time also. Didn't mean to have such a long call. Okay. I know you guys are all busy there. Sorry about that, man. So if you guys have any questions, though, please feel free to give me a call, and please do not miss your appointment tomorrow, okay? That's very crucial for us starting the appointment. And you said call this number right here, right? Not the other ones?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to call you at this number. Do you or your brother or Sophie have any questions? Any other questions?
No, not at this moment.
Okay, if any questions pop up or anything like that, just let us know tomorrow. We'll be right here, and I'm going to be here for another hour, so you can call me back too. Okay? Other than that, I hope you guys have a successful year, man, and please stay in touch. Don't get all lost on me. Let me know how my company's treating you, okay? I want to make sure you guys have a good experience with us. Other than that, it was a pleasure to speak to you guys, and we will be talking to you tomorrow. And if I'm not on the phone, I'm going to go ahead and transfer the call over to my technician tomorrow for you guys. Okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, already had. All right, it was a pleasure to meet you guys, man. You guys have a great day, okay? I appreciate the time.
Likewise.
Sorry for taking so much. I appreciate it. Okay, all right, now.